I don't mind sharing that with an old buddy of mine, Matt Flynn. I'm sure I'll get a text later about that from him.
Did you know that you were close?
I had no idea. And that's what happens sometimes when you're in a good rhythm. Unless you see it up on the scoreboard, the stats and the yards, that just comes from doing your responsibility and throwing the ball accurately.
You've talked in the past about being in the zone, the playoff game against the Falcons, one example. Did you feel like you were in the zone today?
Not really. I mean, I didn't feel great before the game. I had my neck was really bothering me. It was stiff. Got to thank my guys in the training room, Dr. Zoli, for coming over and giving me an adjustment because I was hurting pretty bad. So I wasn't feeling great pregame. But once the adrenaline started going, just kind of got into a rhythm. They played a lot of one high. They gave us some inside leverage routes, in breaking routes. And, you know, we had a lot of yards after the catch today, you know, 480 yards. But how much of that was yak? Jermichael had a, you know, unbelievable play there. How many tackles he broke. James had a great day, obviously, and a lot of yards after the catch. Randall, Jordy. So everybody got involved. Everybody contributed.
Well, why do you think they played a lot of one high? Would they have seen something in the run that would have got the eighth guy down?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them, but they have some good guys on the back end who can cover. Been covering well for a long time. They got a scheme that gets after you. They had four sacks today, but I'm proud of our guys. We're able to catch the ball well, yards after the catch, and then we ran the ball better than we have in a long time. So I'm really proud of James Starks. He ran it hard. He had good yards after contact, and he looked like the James Starks we all know and love.
How important was it to play with a lead, unlike last week?
Yeah, I mean, it's always important to be ahead. It helps when you're rolling the first half, get the crowd into it. The crowd was great today. But get them into it early, start fast. We had a nice 7.5-minute drive to start the game. Got 3 points, but was still momentum there. And our third drive to get it really going, it would have been great to go up 31-0.5, but a lot of momentum. Defense played well and put up enough points to win.
What happened to your neck? Did you sleep on it wrong, or what was the issue there?
Yeah, just slept on it wrong, I guess, over at the hotel. Not the hotel's fault. But it felt better. But it felt better as the game went on. And again, the training staff don't usually like to get a lot of treatment before a game, but I was pretty stiff. So
that isn't something that bothered you previously?
No, not till this morning at 8:45.
Aaron, you said that on Wednesday that James will get the ball more when the running game gets going. How much of him getting the ball was the running game? How much of it was a concerted effort by you, and how much of it was the way the defense played you guys?
I think it was more the running game and the way they played us. A lot of times based on the scheme we're playing, that'll dictate who gets more opportunities. When you're playing a team that plays a lot of one high, regardless of the leverage, the guys outside are going to get some more opportunities. Two high, as we saw last week, more guys on the inside. Jermichael and Randall had more opportunities last week. So, the outside guys got some chances. James had some good matchups and got him the ball in space, got him the ball over the top, and he made some real nice plays.
What's it like to have a guy like him, though, who gets shut out in the first game? I don't know. Did he come to you and say anything at all to you all week about it? And what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I actually checked on him Monday and Tuesday, made sure he was doing okay, knowing that it's a long season. There were times over the last couple of years where he didn't get the ball in some games. I was talking to him at the end of the game saying, hey, just practice this week like you did last week. Because he really had a great focus last week, and I think it says a lot about the kind of person he is. We talked about being unselfish in our meeting on Saturday, and it's impressive to see these guys blocking for each other, run the routes to win all the time, and it's fun having that many weapons.
What was the mood after the loss in San Francisco and starting the work week this week, preparation for this game? What was the mood of the team?
We were disappointed, obviously, about that loss, but we tried to take the positives from it. I think there was an urgency that we saw during the week, better focus from the guys, and it was nice to be at home and get the crowd behind us, get into that routine of of the home game week, a little different than traveling somewhere. So proud of our guys for their focus. Execution was good, and we'll clean some things up.
Aaron, following up on this question, you know how we are outside the locker room. We maybe get a little too high or low on what happens to you guys. For you, though, you said before the season you liked the vibe of this team. Did anything that happened on last Sunday change that? And how do you feel about the vibe now today after the way you
played? Yeah, I like the vibe of this team. I think it's, it was disappointing to go on the road and lose, but it was a tough football team. There was a good focus this week in practice. I think you're seeing some leaders step up, which has been probably the part that's been the most fun, is seeing guys like Johnny Jolly and B.J. Raji and Randall Cobb, A.J. Hawk, kind of having a bigger speaking role. And guys need to hear that. Clay Matthews, guys that are respected players in the locker room are taking a bigger leadership role, especially vocally. That's not exactly my forte. I like to lead by example. I'm not a rah-rah guy, but you need some of those energy guys. And guys are stepping up and filling those roles, and it's been very positive for our team.
Aaron, so given that you passed for more yards today than at any point in your NFL career, if this gets billed as one of your best games in your career, you disagree with that then because so much of it was yards after catch, or you didn't feel like yourself maybe until you got into it a little bit?
Yeah, I feel like I threw the ball inaccurately, but that was in part to due to the fact that we were protecting pretty well and guys were getting open. I don't think this was my best game. I'm very happy with the accuracy and the way things went in the passing game, but definitely things to work on.
After a lot of people rip up James Starks, his injuries and everything, and I think after the draft, what is it mean to the other guys in the locker room to see a guy like him that's overcome injuries and fought so hard to stick around after this game?
Well, it's great. I think in training camp, he was definitely on the bubble, but he kept a really good attitude, which was impressive to the guys. I'm not sure, if that was a deciding factor, or was it the upside that we saw in him, or the run that he had in 2010 when he played so well. But James is a guy who's gotten better every year, and this is the kind of performance we can see every week in practice. Him making these kind of runs, we know he finishes hard. We know he's a big back with a lot of strength, as you saw on the run on the sidelines, and just really happy for him.
How much sense of pride is there maybe in the locker room that after 45 games you finally get a back over 100 yard rush?
I can't
talk about that at all.
Yeah, I can't say that everybody even knew that it had been that long. I did, and Fox did when they asked me after the game. But that was something that we were excited about when we looked up at one point in the fourth quarter that we had a guy over 100 yards, and hopefully this will start a little string.
Talk about the effectiveness on first down, and how did that open things up this week maybe compared to last week? Play calling success?
Yeah, I have to look at the film as far as every first down, but I felt like we were very aggressive, and that they dictated some of that as well. They played a lot of one high. At one point, they went to a base defense against our sub package, which kind of forces you to throw it because you had eight guys in the box. And so Mike continued to stay aggressive, and we were able to execute.
Aaron, how did the protection settle down after those sacks?
Yeah, a couple of them we just got beat. Excuse me, one of them we missed a protection adjustment there. And those are the frustrating ones because you've seen on film, you can look out, and I knew that Wilson was coming both those times. Unfortunately, wasn't on the same page with my back. Probably should have done some over communication there. That's that's one that, as a veteran quarterback, you're disappointed about. But we still got some good production. We just got to clean some things up.
First regular season home game since several thousand seats were added in that one end zone. I'm curious, does that change the sound dynamics? Does it sound any different for you on the field?
I think it was louder than I remember. We're going to continue to encourage our fans to be as loud as they possibly want throughout the entire game. But definitely in the first half, it was very loud, louder than I remember. I think it can actually help with some of the wind as well, the height of the south end now. As a thrower, that's appreciated. But, the weather really turned out nice for us today.
I know you got to watch the film, but how did James get so open on that 57-yarder? How did you feel about where you put the ball there?
The down to the side of our sideline. Yeah. It was a busted coverage. That's what it looked like. It looked like 39 thought that they were in too high. And he kind of flashed on me because as I dropped, I was really thinking him pre-snap. When I saw him beat him so quickly, I'd, you know, my post-snap look said it was single high. So I couldn't believe he had gotten on top so quick. I figured the guy must have fell. I just wanted to give him a ball that, you know, that didn't take him off stride too much, but that he was for sure going to catch.
How much confidence can you gain after a win like this, you personally and the whole team?
Well, I think we just need to settle down a little bit because, you know, it's the second game of the year. We're 1-1. Obviously, we're going to feel good about this performance offensively, but, you know, we got a tough game next week at Cincinnati and in the bye, and then 13 in a row after that. So it sets up pretty tough for us. Got to win your home games. But we're going to enjoy this one and then come in tomorrow and get to work.
And the outcome was last out, but the last 7 minutes you chewed up the clock. How important was it to kind of finish the game with that?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, that was really important for us. Finish the game with the ball. We were aggressive. Guys made plays. A situation where, you know, they're playing a lot of base defense, where there's naturally eight guys in the box and tough lanes for running the football. And we converted that first third down to James, and we kind of got rolling there and stayed aggressive, which I don't think they were expecting, up by 18. But got to give Mike credit for that. Finished with the kneel downs. That's always a good thing.